SODC update, and this is from your councillors Andrea Powell and Sue Cooper. Council budgets and community grants. Every February, the council members of SODC are required by law to approve a balanced budget for the coming financial year, April 2025 to March 2026 in this case, and a medium-term financial plan for a five-year period which demonstrates that the council can afford to finance its operational and statutory legal commitments. This is also the meeting that confirms the level of council tax to be charged and the strategy for making capital investments in infrastructure, such as social housing and upkeep of our leisure centres. On the 13th of February, the council approved a robust and positive annual budget, which for the first time since 2015 required no cross-subsidy from reserves. In other words, in the next financial year, SODC will operate with a small surplus rather than running at a deficit thanks to sound financial management, good decision making, and a strong return on investments. Back in 2019, SODC had an annual deficit of over $3 million. So this situation is a real turnaround and means that we can invest in our local communities rather than having to cut any services. Key features of the 25-26 budget include an additional £10 million of capital investment in much needed council housing, a fully funded community hub that supports the most vulnerable in our society, a generous programme of grants for community organisations and parish councils, continuing decarbonisation of SODC's leisure centres with solar panels and heat pumps, modernisation of back office technology, and a fully resourced nature and climate action plan to help our communities to adapt to climate change and to combat the ecological emergency. Community review grants. On the 20th of February, we both participated in an all-day community grants panel meeting, at which we were faced with the difficult task of deciding how to award the £668,000 of funding available from applications totalling £1.85 million. These revenue grants are designed to cover up one-third of an organisation's operational running costs and are awarded to cover a two-year period in order to provide more stability. There were 29 applications, all of which were scored according to a matrix by experienced grant officers. The final decisions, however, are made by the panel of elected members. We were able to make full award to the Citizens Advice Bureau and Reducing Risk, an organisation that provides support to the victims of domestic violence. A further group of applicants were awarded 40% of their ask, while the remaining applicants were deemed not to have scored highly enough to receive an award. We agreed that it was preferable to award meaningful sums to smaller numbers of organisations rather than to spread the fund too thinly to make a significant difference. It was a very humbling and rewarding day's work for us, witnessing the dedication and commitment of so many volunteers and charity workers, all focusing on helping the most vulnerable in our communities, as well as protecting our natural environment. SODC is fortunate to be in a position to make these awards, and we are concerned that the restructuring of local government could put such discretionary programmes at risk, since the new unitary authorities will be obliged to prioritise statutory duties such as children's services and adult social care. This is something to look out for in forthcoming restructuring negotiations.